Log Talk Radio.
And you are listening to Get Focused Radio. Please stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you refocus when life gets in the way. Each week on Get Focused Radio, I'm going to try and bring guests that have overcome challenges, guests who inspire you, and guests who share their tools and techniques to help you create a more fulfilled and happy life. Feel free to connect with me after the show at AskKateHennessy@GetFocusedRadio.com. I'm so excited about the show we've got planned for you today. Our guest today is psychic medium Michelle Hutchins, whose unique gift has taken her on a journey from a Fortune 100 executive to a world-renowned medium for spiritual channeling and energy understanding. Over the past 25 years, Michelle has been a medical intuitive, a CEO, a patent holder, a registered nurse, and corporate executive. Some call her an energy consultant, as she is clairaudient, clairvisual, and clairsentient. I have no idea what any of that means. So let's bring Michelle on to explain. Welcome, Michelle.
Good morning, Kate. Namaste to all the listeners.
Good morning. And what does that mean? I've heard you say that before.
Yeah. I love the, it's a greeting and an exit that's often used in the Nepalese culture as well as the Indian culture, and it means bow I to you, and it's often just a gesture of putting the hands at the heart and bowing. And it means, you know, really in it's Sanskrit, and it depicts this aspect that I bow my light being to you, that I see you. And
oh, that's lovely.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah.
So say
namaste.
It again. What do you say again?
Yeah, bow I to you,
bow
meaning
I
see
you.
The light source in you, and you see the light source in me. And often there's no words exchanged at all. Some people will say namaste. Often it's just a gesture, but it's really a great welcome of the heart to say, I see you. So namaste to everyone.
Well, namaste right back to you. I love that. I'm going to start to say that. It has a lovely tone to it. So you have done so many things, and I know a little bit of your background, that you've been gifted in this skill of psychic ability for many, many years, since you were a child.
I have. You don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. So when you grow up with these gifts, you think everyone else has these gifts, and this is just the way of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And as a kid, I was very clairsentient, meaning I could walk into a room and actually feel and hear all of the thoughts in and around people, and it became overwhelming. As a child, I enjoyed it. But, you know, you don't know what you don't know as a child, that everyone doesn't feel this way. And it's one of the reasons now that I work with kids quite a bit who have these intuitive abilities, to tell them, hey, you have a special gift. This is how you work with them. But, yeah, since about the age of 4 or 5, since I can remember, I've had the gifts.
And of course, as you say, you don't know you don't know any different. So this didn't frighten you at all as a child? It was just something very normal?
Yeah, you know, it was something very normal, but it was definitely overwhelming. So
mm-hmm.
I would get overwhelmed at times with so many thoughts, especially since you know that people's thoughts are very transient. And that's something we're going to talk about today, because often, much like, you know, like the animal kingdom, we feel thoughts are vibration from other people. Our thoughts, our words, our action all have vibration. And I really like, and my whole background has been in science and medicine, so I won't get too techie here, but I really liken all of this to what I would call energy or frequency. Some people like to call it light, and it is light. They're exactly right. It's much like the light spectrum, which is a laser, and we send out this energy. It's why we can feel, Kate, people when they walk into a room. And we don't even know them, but we feel energy as we walk into a room, as we meet people, as we buy houses. We're energy beings. We exchange. We're ionic, which is just a electric atom. So our atoms have energy, and as they have polarity in them, of that positive, that negative polarity, they create this electricity in them, much like we have the beating of the heart, this electrical conduction. We have this electrical excitability in atoms, which makes them ions. So we're ionic. You know, I kind of call it like the sharper breeze, you know, that we're exchanging these ions. And as a kid, I would feel this ionic exchange and hear thoughts of other beings. So some people call this telepathy. Mm-hmm. These are gifts as a clairaudient, meaning that you can hear. And, you know, a lot of times I would have quite a bit of deja vu. I would know what people were thinking, and people would say that, you know, the words that they were thinking, and I would think, oh, gosh, I already knew what they were going to say. A lot of people out in the audience are probably saying, gosh, I have that. I knew exactly what they were going to say. In fact, sometimes we're so good we're in sync, and we say the same thing as the other person because we're connecting on an ionic exchange with this energy.
So do you think then, you know, we've all had those intuitive moments, right, which doesn't make us psychic, but as you say, there are those intuitive moments or those gut feelings that you know that you should go on, and usually that's usually the right choice to make. But is it that some of us are just a little bit more open to it than others?
Good. Yeah, thank you, Kate. And I do believe that everyone has these intuitive senses. Everyone on the earth has these intuitive senses. I do. And they're actually extra senses, much like our hearing, you know, here on earth, our visualization, we're kinesthetic, meaning we feel. They're extra senses we're now discovering in from a neuroscience standpoint, that as we open up and remove the blocks, the fear, some of our belief systems, that's why I'm a neuro-linguistics programming practitioner as well, these thoughts that it's possible, all of a sudden people will say, gosh, I knew that. And our gifts are different. So some people are far more open to being a clear visual, or to being clear visual, I should say, meaning that you see the future. Some people dream in color. Their dreams are very prolific as to what's going to occur. Some people just, I see it and I know it's going to happen, and it does. Mm-hmm. Some of us are more clairaudient, meaning that we hear not voices in our head, but we have an inner knowing and inner sense as to exactly what's being said, and we know it. We know it word for word. Some of us are very clairsentient, meaning that kinesthetic, that I feel, I just feel that I know, and my intuitive senses really are accurate. So as we fine-tune these senses, and there's a number of books out there to do that, absolutely we open up these senses.
Now, do you have, I'm going to direct our listeners over to your website in just a moment so that they can have a look through while we're chatting. Do you offer some sort of course or something like that so that if we, people who think perhaps they do have some ability, do you have some ways to help, you know, people bring out their own intuitiveness a little bit more?
You know, it's funny you asked that, Kate. Thank you. And this wasn't even a setup, so thank you. I'm just in the process of creating some videos that will be both on YouTube and that we'll have available to do that, because there's many books on that. But there are courses out there, and there's many great leaders. Another Colorado, and I'm out of Colorado, Rebecca Rosen wrote a book called Spirited. It's an excellent book if you want to start to fine-tune your intuition and these intuitive senses. So pick up her book. Okay. There's lots of videos. I'm going to be creating some, but absolutely. So,
What, Michelle? I knew that.
You did know that.
For those of you who would like some more information while we're chatting with Michelle, go to her website at www.michellehouchens.com, www.michellehouchens.com. com. And am I saying your last name properly?
Yeah, listen, thank you, Kate. It's Houchens, but
Houchens.
Listen, just call me Michelle. That works.
Michelle.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Now, I have so many call-ins right now. I'm going to give the phone number out, and forgive me if you don't get on. We will have Michelle back as a guest, probably on our new station, and Michelle gave me some exciting news just before her going on. As you all know, I'm moving over to WBLQ 1230 AM in October, and apparently we're going to be a great success. So thank you so much for that. That certainly is exciting news for me. So everyone, if you don't get on today, I promise you we will have Michelle on again. She's a busy, busy lady, but I will call her people will call my people, and we will organize this at some point. So please call in, and our number is for Canadian callers, 1-646-200-3268. Outside Canada, 1-888-435-1293, and dial 1 to get on. And right now, I would love to speak to, I believe this is Bobby calling from Tucson, Arizona. Bobby, is that you?
That's me.
Hi, Bobby. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So did you'd like to speak with Michelle?
I would.
Namaste, Bobby.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good, good. I love Tucson. So thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, I tell you what, I'll switch spots with you. I really love Colorado.
We can do that home swap thing. Isn't that a great deal?
It is a great deal, yeah.
Yeah, your guys are so excited, Bobby, that you're calling in. They say you have a heart for the world, and sometimes you wear it on your sleeve a little bit because you so see world healing as so imperative for the world, like it just has to happen. So thank you for having that very, very compassionate mission for the world. It's very important. So your guys just wanted to acknowledge you. Does that sound like you?
Yeah, that sounds like me. Will I start getting beat up over it soon?
No. But you know what? Keep going, girl. We love it. We love it. We love it. Because this whole aspect of world healing is so important. People think you've got rose-colored glasses on. And you know what? So does my friend Mother Teresa, who I channel all the time. And I call her my friend because she says, Michelle, just when you think it doesn't make a difference, it makes a difference in one child's life. So,
cool.
Bobby, keep up that. Don't stop.
Okay.
So, yeah. So what's your question, Bobby, today?
Well, I've got six of them. No. Overall, I've just been struggling for a really long time with finding my place and getting my business, you know, profitable and
right.
Finding love. Am I going to, like, get out of this, like, hamster wheel? I feel like I'm just on a hamster wheel. I'm not failing, but I'm not, you know, succeeding to my level.
Yeah, they want me to go to your business just because we're short on time since we're on the radio. So, Bobby, do you feel that this industry is exactly what you're to be doing? Or is this more for financial reasons, which is not bad, but do you have a huge passion for this, and do you feel it's your life's passion as far as work on the earth?
I would probably have to say no, that it's my passion, no.
Yeah.
After all my experiences, and so I should be able to make a living with it while hopefully I am going after my passion, which is dogs and helping kids.
Yeah. They're telling me accounting. Does that make sense for your soul? Are you really good at accounting?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Okay. This whole aspect to business. Now, this is great. I asked Kate, would it be okay today, Bobby, if I spoke about Transformation 2012 and this whole aspect of 2012? So thank you so much for calling in. Because so many of us get going down a path. And this path is great. It supports us, and often it's a work path. It could be an intimate relationship like a marriage. And we get going down this path with a person, with a, you know, people in a business, and we say, you know what? It used to feel fulfilling, but it doesn't anymore. Now what do I do? Okay, that's what's coming up big for you, Bobby. It's like, I'm doing this, it's okay, but I've lost my passion for it. Like, I don't feel any passion. And when we lose that passion, Bobby, we lose what people, you know, Rhonda wrote a book called The Secret, you know, worldwide bestseller, talking about these laws, the laws of creation. And the law she spoke about was the law of attraction. And when we are up in the laws, things are very, what we'll call magnetic. Okay, I'm going to go back to a little bit of science here. That we pull things to us when we really resonate or vibrate or have that passion for something. So what's happening right now is you're kind of stuck in the middle. Like, I should do this, but I don't have any passion. So it's almost what happens in this law of attraction for pulling business to us is it kind of stays stagnant or it slows down pulling to us. And that's exactly what's occurring for you. So what your guides are telling you, your best and highest good, is how do you take your business, and they want you to stay with your business, but take and turn it into something you can do with nonprofits, believe it or not. So they want you to pull more of that in there because that's a huge passion for you. You get this whole charitable contribution aspect. However, you still need to make money. So how do you work with these types of organizations that do so much good for the world and make money from it? Okay, you're a profitable business. So that's what they want you to do and take a look at. And I hear it's not the Humane Society, but it's a local shelter, very large down by you, that would be fantastic to partner with. And I'm hearing Down Syndrome for Kids, doing some things with Down Syndrome for Kids. I'm seeing, you know, I know that a number of cities have Down Syndrome programs with kids on horseback, and that's what they're showing me. And they're telling me exactly. So take a look at some of that. But that's what's happening. You've lost that magnetism. You've lost that passion for your business and rebuilding it. Because for you to switch industries right now, they're saying that would be a little bit burdensome, a little bit hard for you. You're pretty ingrained. You make pretty good money when you're at the top of your game. So it's just switching and making those tweaks and turns with your business. Now, love, 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 they keep saying to you, stay
No.
They keep saying, stay on it, Bobby. Stop giving up. You know, when we push-pull, you know, it's kind of pushing-pulling energy. We say, oh, I want it, but... I need it, but, okay, this is the great thing about Transformation 12, because really stay clear to what you desire will come at exact time that it should. Be very clear in your thoughts, and this is where I hear a thought is very muddied. Like, I want it, but this will happen if I do it. That will happen, you know, and you're reliving that of what we call the past that will be recreated in your future. And you're right. If that's your thoughts, that is what you're creating. So letting go of that past and being very clear on what you desire and staying there. Write it down. Write, you know, I don't call it your wish list, but write your list of what you desire in this mate. And, you know, you don't have to get into what they look like, but the attributes that they have. And see what comes forth and be very clear that the laws are based, these laws of creation are based on mathematics. There isn't any waning and woeing like we do here on Earth. They're based on mathematics, okay? So once you put it out there, they'll come. Now, if you desire a male or a female, you need to be specific about that, because often we'll find our perfect mate and we'll say, oh, it's my best friend Sue, and really I wanted a male as my mate. So be sure that you're clear enough of what you're looking for, because you'll pull a mate to you. You may just pull a best friend, and all of a sudden you realize, oh yeah, I found them, but now they're my best friend, and they're the opposite sex that I'm looking for, right? So this is Transformation 2012. It's letting go of the past, being very, very clear in what you desire. And that's where you've been sitting in this middle ground too long, Bobby. So pick it up. Start to, you know, you don't have to turn over and leave your job and leave your business. Just start to integrate those things that you're passionate about. And all I hear is winner, winner, chicken dinner, Bobby. You're going to be on fire in 2 months if you take off and do this.
Sounds big,
okay? That's my code word. I loved chicken dinner when I was a kid. So winner, winner, chicken dinner means you hit the bullseye that you're there. So
I'm going to put that on my bathroom mirror.
There you go. And
thank
I hear
you,
something
Bobby,
about purple,
in.
Purple, purple, Bobby. You love purple, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's
so
something
much
for your business
Michelle.
About purple. So, yep, have fun, Bobby. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
Thanks again, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, you're so generous. You are so generous, giving so much of the reading and whatnot. I'm so excited. I'm going to be the mean host and tell our callers to kind of limit your question to one, or I'm going to have to interrupt because I'm going to have all these call-ins calling in going, no, we didn't get to talk to her. She's amazing. So they're calling from everywhere.
Right. Thank you, Kate.
And you're going to be
Thank
worn
you.
Out.
Cut me off.
You're going to be exhausted. Well, I'm going to bring on Darlene from San Jose, California. Darlene, are you there? Or is it Lisa? Oh,
hello.
No. Hello, is that Lisa?
Yes, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa from Philadelphia.
Yes.
Hi, do you have a question Hi. For Michelle?
Yes, I do. My oldest son, he's 32. He's an Aquarius. He's waiting to hear back from a job interview. Do you have any sense of what may be going on with that?
Yeah, namaste, Lisa. Okay, so here's what I'm getting is that he's very, very specific about what he desires in a job. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
He's very, very clear, which is fantastic. It's exactly what we're talking about in this show. Now, this job that he's interviewing with, what I'm hearing is looks and sounds like that, however, long-term won't be, and that he possibly could be laid off in this industry within the year. And he's really, really pulling forth that this would be a long-term job. He's looking to stay for 3 to 5 years is what he's vibrating to. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, yeah. He just got laid off, and that will begin October
right.
1st. So, yeah, he is looking for something else.
Right. He's looking for something very, very stable. And this job he's waiting to hear from may be a repeat of what he just went through. So that's what they're pulling forth is this job that's very, very stable. Now, here's the good news, Lisa. He will get a job. He's very marketable. He's very good, very dedicated to what he's doing. This was an overall layoff. It didn't have anything to do with his work performance at all. They're saying he's a very, very hard worker. So what I'm hearing is in the next 3 months, he will for sure have a job that will be long-term, that will pay him even better than the job he's just leaving, and he'll really, really, really like the people. So to trust and believe it's coming forth, he's very clear in what he's calling forth. And what a great example, Lisa. Thanks for calling in, because that's exactly Transformation 2012, is this whole aspect of being so crystal clear on what we desire to bring it forth. Now, what we have to let go is it should be this versus this. You know, let that of which we call the universe or, you know, this whole aspect to the laws bring it to us. Sometimes the form looks a little different, but it'll be exactly what we call forth, and he'll love it. He'll love his coworkers. His boss will be a female, and he will absolutely love working for her, which will be a change of pace for him is what I hear. Whatever that means.
That's good.
That's what I'm hearing. So to tell him to have trust that if it doesn't come forth this time, it wasn't right. And what I'm hearing is it would be a similar scenario pretty darn quick with a layoff. So just, you know, heed warning, things are coming forth, but that this job will be coming forth for sure. Tell him to stay positive, stay clear in the next 3 months, and winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Thank you so much. That was
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you so
much. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. Namaste.
Have a great day. Oh, well, that sounds exciting for her son.
Yeah.
Good things coming up for him.
Yeah, yeah, Kate, and that's, you know, so often we you know, call forward these things, and then when we think it should look a certain way, like this job that her son was going after, if it doesn't come forth, we think, okay, gosh, was I unclear? Am I undeserving? Am I not worth it? No, it just is not exactly. Some things appear one way, and behind the scenes, that of the universe knows what's coming forth with it, so they can do that whole, you know, prediction of what's coming forth. And for her son to go through another layoff would be devastating.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, very, very good at what he does, and it would take him down. So, you know, this whole sense of things that are coming forward really are there to, in a sense, call forward what we desire. Does that make sense? So that's what's happening with him. But, you know, things to think about behind the scenes that we don't see.
Now, do you think when we're talking about transformation 2012 and of course, moving forward, I'm a great believer in writing down what you really, really want. And I have a little piece of paper in my wallet, and I wrote down three things many, many years ago. And and I would have that with me all the time, and I would look at it, and I would see it. And those three things have happened. I mean, truly...
Yeah.
But I would see it. You know, I truly met the most wonderful man. I'm so blessed to be married to the most wonderful man. Why he's still with me and puts up with me, I do not know. That is why he is a wonderful
That's
man.
That's what he says to you. Yeah. Oh, it's a match made in heaven, as we would say. Yeah, absolutely.
But I was very specific. I wrote down that person. I hadn't met him, but I wrote down what I wanted, and that's who came to me. I wrote down what I wanted in my future. Now, you know, and when I'm saying this, I don't mean, oh, and the next day it happened. It was a constant thinking about and picturing it. Do you believe that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you hit the nail on the head, Kate. So this morning as I was visioning for our show, all I kept seeing is these New Year's resolutions. And I have these friends that every year we call each other no matter where we are in the world. And we you know, I kind of force them to tell me their New Year's resolutions. We've made a joke out of it for so many years. And this whole sense of visioning, this whole sense of creating what we desire, writing it down, having a lot of gratitude. Gratitude moves these laws, moves the universe. Write it down, vision it, know it by heart. Be so sure and so clear in your heart, in your head, in all of your being that it just is.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
here now. And divine timing is so different than our timing as man on earth, right? Know that it will all come in divine timing, and it will be exactly perfect to what it should be. Your job is to be clear in your intent. Intention is key. Now, a lot of people like you and I, you know, we're human beings. Our intention comes from, well, I can have this, but, you know, the last time I tried that, quote unquote, it didn't work. So I don't think that'll work. I can only have this. We're limiting.
Mm-hmm.
Open it up. And that's what you did with these three things, Kate. I'm hearing that you went for the moon and you got it. You said, listen, this is truly my heart's desire. You know that old phrase, my heart's desire. What is your heart's desire? Write it down, Kate. I think that's a great thing for the show. Like a New Year's resolution. Okay, these are my life. These are my heart's desires, my heart's resolutions as to how I find that passion, that joy in my life. That really is the goal,
yeah,
to have
absolutely.
A joyous life, whatever that looks like.
And pay it forward, I think. You know, I've said to our children, and our youngest one has done this. She's only 13, but she has on her little mirror that she sits down and does her hair and whatnot every morning before school, she has a list of what she wants. And I've told her, look at it and, you know, visualize it, and it will happen. And in fact, if you put that into your, you know, pay it forward. I do that. It has worked for me. Give it to your child. Tell them, look at that. Is that what you want? And even if it's something what we think is a bit, you know, perhaps it's silly to us. I want to be a great singer, or, you know, I want to meet Justin Bieber, or so. Put it down. Visualize it.
Absolutely. Kate, I can't tell you how many Fortune 100 CEOs, you know, I was just with a rock and roll star last night, and all of these people are just everyday people like you and I. Mm-hmm. And that makes total sense to us. What they did is they had their dream. Well, it doesn't need to be a dream that's out there in the future. What it is I get that I'm going to do that. You know, some people, you talk to lotto winners, and, you know, I had a client that knew that they were going to win the lotto, and they were so resound. I said, yeah, you know, this is coming to you. You are pulling that to you. Now, here's the thing. Some people say, well, I know I'm going to win it, but then behind the scenes in their thoughts, they think, well, if I do, that would be great, but if I don't, that's okay too. Okay, there. Mm-hmm. That's what stops the laws of creation or slows them down. When you say I'm okay with it or without it, now you're open to many things versus resounding on one. Now, I have a client who said to me, well, Michelle, I'm going to have my heart broken if I just, you know, keep thinking of this because it hasn't come yet. And what I tell them is this, it hasn't come yet because there's still things in order. It's kind of like a puzzle that the universe works, these laws of creation, there's well over 300 laws with sub-laws, that they all work in accordance and agreement together like a mathematical equation. And when everything lines up, it will appear. Your job is to be clear that this is what you desire. Now, sometimes we think, oh, well, that would be nice, but I'm okay with or without it. Great. Just, you know, maybe it'll come, maybe it won't. Now, if you're very clear in intention, like you were, Kate, that this is coming forth, like, you know, books like the, you know, Esther and Jerry Hicks write a lot about the laws of attraction, you know, The Secret, that this whole aspect to be so resoundingly clear, if that's what you desire, stay there.
Exactly.
Don't give up. Don't sit back and wane and woe and say maybe it can and can't. Let the universe figure it out.
Take the negative words out.
Exactly.
Right? I am, I will, I can. Those are my three favorite things.
I love it. I love it.
I will, I can. And yep. I'm going to bring on, let's see now, who's this lovely lady? Is this Mary from Florida?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I am blissful.
You are blissful.
It's a combination of blissful and blessed. It's a chicken or
the
egg thing.
Mary.
Which came first? Was I blessed and then I became blissful, or was I blissful and then I became blessed? I don't know. I just know that I am.
That's wonderful. And you're very clear on that. Namaste, Mary. Oh,
namaste,
my gosh, like a trade
too,
shares
Michelle.
With here is what I hear, Mary. So, namaste. What would you like to ask Michelle, Mary?
Well, I lost the love of my life last October 12th, and I feel like he's trying to hook me up with one of his friends who also lost his wife like 3 years ago.
Mary,
and I'm
he
not
is.
Sure. I'm
yeah, he is. Mary, you can smell him. Does that make sense? He
yes.
comes around you, and he uses the sense of smell to let you know he's around you, and he's around you 24/7.
I feel him here, yes.
Yeah, he stands right in front of you. He wants to make sure that you know he is here. He is here for the commitment he made to you in this lifetime. And, yes, you're a beautiful woman who deserves a gentleman to take care of you is what I'm hearing. And he was very much a caretaker, loved you, and he does not like to see you changing light bulbs is what I hear.
Mary, aren't you good? You're spoiled. I love that.
Yeah, and that's what he's bringing forth. And he's nodding his head yes to me. Oh, that's great. Well, what's his name on earth?
His given name on earth was William.
Okay, William. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, he is. He loves this guy for you. Now, you have to choose for you, but he says this guy is really a little smitten with you. He's becoming open. He had a very tough time losing his wife. Does that make sense?
Yes, she committed suicide.
Yeah, very, very tough time. And you're not the exact opposite, but almost. This being fought depression for a long time, and you, no depression in your lifetime. This is like you're blissful. You figured it out that whole depression thing, there's no use for that. Like, all that does is, you know, muddy the water, get me out of that, and life is good is really your mantra, Mary. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, it is.
You figured it out at a pretty early age. I'm hearing like a teenager age, early 20s,
yes.
And said, that's enough. That's it. So you offer a very different perspective to this guy than he's lived with, and you really raise his resonance, his vibrational being, and he loves that. He just gleams and beams. I'm merging words. He beams when he's around you is what I hear. Does that make sense to your soul?
I get the feeling that he's a little bit hesitant.
He's not sure he's ready. It's not you. He's
uh-huh.
not sure he's ready. He still is in the blame and shame game. What did he do? Could he have saved her?
I have no doubt that he
do?
Is. Yes.
Yeah. What did he do to not see how serious this was? He knew she had some depression, some mental health issues, we'll call it. However, he did not think she'd go through with this. She had threatened it before, but he didn't think she'd go through with it. And he was very, very loyal and stuck by her side. That's what William likes about him. He's a very, very loyal being. Now,
yes.
Saying that, he's still working through this whole sense of guilt.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm the cause, when he knows logically he's not. So
right.
That's what he's doing. All I hear is make him laugh, 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 and he'll move through this in the next year. But yeah,
okay.
Now William's bringing another guy to you too, because you're ready. Like, you're
I
ready,
am.
And here's the thing. He's bringing these men to you. You're not going to just have one. You'll have four or five. And he's on the move.
Wow.
He's got him lined up for you. He's not waiting for anybody. He says, it's time, let's move. And that was his personality on Earth, I hear.
Yeah.
He's a mover. He's a mover shaker. Like, if we're going to get it done, we get it done.
Here's
he
what
got
he
a to-do list done is what
harem.
I hear.
You're going to have
Here's
a harem.
What he did for me. He, I got home from running errands, and he said, check the schedule, because this gentleman that he's hooking me up with works in a band. So I went and looked, and I thought, oh, my God, he's going to be in Florida. And I looked to see where he's going to be, and then I went back to look at the date, and it's the first anniversary of my love's death.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
just got added a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah. This
and I know he
very,
works behind that.
Yeah. This guy's a very soulful guy. Now, saying that, you could just also be a friend to him, and he
mm-hmm.
needs a friend right now, as you do. So he wants you to know that this is your choice. He's very clear in that. And he says you would know that that's his being, that he always wanted you to have choice, even if he was strong in his opinions,
mm-hmm.
that, but it'll be about four or five, and I'm hearing something about painting the house. Yep, I hear painting the house. Did he paint the house, or do you need to paint
no.
the house?
I just painted my bedroom.
Oh, okay. I just keep here painting the house. Okay, great, great. He wanted you to know something about blue?
I was thinking of changing the shutters to blue.
Okay, okay. That's what, okay, there we go. Okay, good. Yep, he just wanted you to know that he's paying attention. He likes the blue.
Okay.
He'd like it a little bit darker, a shade darker, but that was him. He'd like have
okay.
an opinion is all I hear.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Well,
okay. Yeah, well, we could stay here for a while, Mary, because he's like, okay, here, he'd probably tell me the number of the shade of blue. He's laughing. He said he would. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, Mary, you've done a fabulous job from your guides is what I hear in wrapping this up of, you know, we understand, and it was his time to transcend what I call your contract agreement here, and you know that. You were clear. It doesn't mean we still don't miss beings tremendously, but he does everything he can to let you know that he's still your partner, not in crime but in life, in a different way now as he's transcended because he wants you to move on with a new husband. But he's here to support you, and he's right in front of you. Anything you need, he's here. And that's a great thing because you've really moved on. You've really done a great job not only understanding this but saying it is, and my life needs to move on. This whole transformation 2012, letting go of the past, but remembering people are in our lives eternally. And
yes,
that's what you really, really get, Mary. So congratulations, and thanks for that life lesson for all of us.
Oh,
thank you so
much,
Mary,
for
I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Oh, namaste.
Yeah, and lucky Mary, she has a matchmaker in heaven.
Yes. As
I
we
do.
All do so often, right?
Isn't that nice? Well, that's lovely. Thank you so much, Mary, for calling in.
Thank you, Kate.
Best
Bye-bye.
Of luck. Keep it.
Namaste.
Let us know. Let us know what happened.
I will.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
Bye.
You.
Oh, that's awesome. So as William, you could really hear him. He's there with you as you're talking to Mary. You feel him?
Yeah, I can hear. I have methods to speak with those who've transcended and hear their words and things like that. So, yep, he could keep going. So as I fine-tune, you know, it's like fine-tuning a radio, you know, those old, you know, an old radio where it had the knobs and you're going on an AM and or FM, you know, channel and you're trying to fine-tune it to 101.1 or something like that. I just fine-tune my vibration to them,
mm-hmm.
and then yep, I can hear very clearly what they're saying to me. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Michelle, let me ask you, because you're so open to this,
mm-hmm.
Are there chances that when you open yourself up to someone coming over, I don't know, from the other side, I'm not quite sure how to phrase it, can mm-hmm. someone that's not good come to you? Has that ever happened where there's been some sort of feeling or something that wasn't good that's maybe come in at the same time when you open yourself up like this?
Yeah. Thanks for asking that, Kate, because we all feel that. You know, we've all walked into buildings or met people where it just felt really, you know, I want to say our term would be negative. Some people would say dark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all vibrational beings of the light. Some beings choose to cover up that light. So, you know, that is, you know, this absence of light, we'll call it the dark. And, you know, as people transcend, when they're not nice on earth, they don't transcend and all of a sudden get this epiphany that they should be nice. Now, if they so choose to, they can. But people transcend or cross over exactly how they are on earth. They get the bigger picture. So often, you know, we're on a very emotional plane of consciousness when we're on the earth. We choose. It's a great gift, by the way,
mm-hmm.
to come onto the earth. Anyone who has transcended or crossed over talks about this. It's a huge gift that we're given to choose to be on the earth. So as we're on the earth, we have these things called emotions, and our emotions are heightened. So as you cross over, you'll get a bigger view understanding, and these emotions aren't quite as intense. Saying that, they're still the same beings. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, often I'll do home clearings, you know, business clearings, different things like that, where people are still angry. You know,
mm-hmm.
they've chosen to stay on this earth plane, they've crossed over, and they're angry. They're doing things in homes, buildings, or people will feel, you know, I don't feel them unfriendly, but it's not very positive in here. So that's where, you know, people like myself and some friends I have will go in and do some light and clearing and give these beings a choice. Would you like to stay, you know, in a higher vibration, in a higher light
vibration, or would you like to move on and move out of this home or building? So that's what we work on. So absolutely, as you're channeling, it took me a long time with many people and many mentors to be very clear of who you're channeling. Just like I hear your voice, Kate, frequencies have different vibration. So your voice sounds different than my voice, sounds different than a male voice. So I hear voices or this vibration and can tell. Now, I have safeguards set up too, as there are beings of the darkness that like to trick. They're tricksters. So what I do is I stay out of those planes of consciousness and have my safeguards in to know who I'm speaking with, and that's how most good mediums channels will do it, and that's how it works.
Right, and so I would certainly say, because we're doing right now, and I just want to make it clear that what Michelle is doing is it's a form of entertainment, and we're not saying that
right. You
know we're going to give any kind of medical advice or anything like that. That's
right.
Not what we're doing. And on the same vein, if you think that you have some sort of ability, it would be good to actually be in touch with someone like you to make sure that you don't open yourself up to things that you might not understand or have control of.
Right. Yeah. I work with a lot of people on these, in fine-tuning these intuitive senses. And then so often when family members or people that we love cross over, we have this yearning to connect with them. So you want to make sure that you're connecting specifically with them. You know, what I say is beings who are of the light, you will hear very, very, very and feel and see very, very positive things from them.
Right.
They're beings of the light. What they would say on Earth is exactly what they would say as they cross over.
Okay.
Now, saying that, when you start hearing negative things and that of your inner voice and things like that, just tell them to leave. That's not of me. I wouldn't say that to myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, leave my being.
Right.
You know, now, if you need help, seek a professional. But, you know, there's nothing, you command your energetic field. It's a very safe, positive universe out there, and that's what I like to confirm with people, that there are not-so-nice beings on the earth. Well, they're not so nice over there. Just tell them to leave. That's all it takes.
Very good. I like that. Good stuff. Let's have a chat with Diane from California. How are you, Diane?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you. I'm so excited that I got in. Thank you.
Oh, there you go. Do you have a question for Michelle?
I do. Michelle, I'm traveling to Europe for 4 weeks this fall, and I just wondered what you saw for me, what I have to look forward to.
Yeah, namaste, Diane.
Namaste.
This is a trip of a lifetime is what I'm hearing.
Okay, good.
You are really, really, really looking forward to this. Now, saying that, something about a train. Do you have a train trip in there?
No, I usually travel by train in Europe. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, that's what I'm hearing. You're going to miss that.
And have good experiences on train. I'm going to miss that.
Yeah, you're going to miss that. They say you may want to merge a little bit in there because you're going to miss that piece. Let me ask a little clearer. Are you going to Switzerland, Diane?
No, Spain. Spain.
Okay. Were you in Switzerland, a train
no.
in Switzerland?
No, I've never been to Switzerland.
Okay, let me ask a little clearer. Hold
okay.
on. Okay. Oh, there's a train in Spain that you're to take up to France?
Okay.
Yeah, they're saying you would really miss out if you didn't do that.
Okay, I think I would be
mm-hmm.
doing that anyway. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that you'd really miss out if you didn't do that. Now, you're going to have some airport delays leaving the United States, but then everything else, it'll be about 1-2 hours, but then
okay.
everything else will go quite smooth.
Right, okay.
And on your way home, they may lose your luggage. Mark it really, really well.
Okay.
And take some provisions to take what you need with you.
Okay.
Be okay that if they lost your luggage permanently, you wouldn't miss anything. Now,
okay.
You don't want that. They're saying mark it very, very clear, but sometimes things happen and they want to forewarn you of that
mm-hmm.
because there's some things you're going to take that are your favorites. mm-hmm. take them in a small bag with you. It'll mm-hmm. be going home versus coming.
Okay.
Yep, yep. So, you know, listen, sometimes we don't like what we hear, but the good news is you're being forewarned. So just keep that in mind. And if that occurs, I'm asking for the percentage of occurrence. It's almost 100. Mm. So, yeah, there's going to be a plane switch that you won't hear about behind the scenes, and some of the luggage will get lost. It's not just yours. But eventually they'll probably find it. However, it could take a while, so just heed warning.
Okay.
Is there insurance? I know, not what you want to hear. Now, let's talk about the trip. The trip will be marvelous, marvelous. No sense of illness.
Everything will go very smoothly. You've handpicked everything. And what they're saying is Madrid will be one of the favorite cities of all times for you.
Okay.
Ooh, sounds like you're going to have a great time.
Okay.
How long are you going for, Diane?
I'm going for 4 weeks, but I'm going to France and Italy as well.
Mm. Ah, yeah, yep. Yeah, the train, that's what they were saying, the train, that's their first thing.
Okay.
You're going to love that. So just think about that. Now, any other questions specifically about your trip?
Well, I'm a chef, and so I'm going to kind of explore food, and I'm also always expecting romance when I go to Europe. So.
Oh, good.
In fact, I love the romance.
The food is going to be more of your romance for this trip, is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
But believe it or not, Spain, you're going to be very impressed with the food in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
As much as anything, you're thinking France, but Spain is going to wow you.
Okay.
Now, you are going to meet a gentleman, but you're going to like a female that you meet as much as anyone and stay in touch with them, and they could very potentially become a lifelong friend. You
okay.
meet people along the way very, very, very
mm-hmm.
easily, Diane, is
mm-hmm.
what I'm hearing. You know, what I say is never met a stranger. That's almost you. Although you're cautious of who you meet and where you go, you're very, very friendly. And that's part of the trip. That's so much fun for you.
Yeah.
Now, are
true.
You taking a cooking class or doing something with a class there?
No, I'm teaching English for a week in Spain near Madrid.
Oh, okay. Okay,
and then,
so that's
and then
the
I'll
class.
Go, and I have friends. I have, like, extended family in France and Italy, so
mm-hmm.
I don't really have any family right now in Spain yet, but
yeah,
but I intend to explore the food, but I always expect romance, and I would really love to be looking forward to that. So
yeah, the class is going to be a lot of fun for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want to do this every year is what I hear. You're going
okay.
to really, really enjoy that piece of it. Family will be like old home week. You will have a ball, especially they're showing me Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Very much in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, that's all I hear. Anything else? They said they could tell you a lot more, but they want you to experience it. You're going to do this trip again in less than 5 years, because it'll be one of your most favorite trips that you've ever done, is what I hear.
Okay.
And
all
make
right.
sure when they bring up rent a bicycle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They're going to tell you when you're to rent a bike, because you're going to see some magnificent things. Make sure you listen. But you listen very, very well all the time, but especially when you travel. You're
right.
open to
yes.
new things. So
yeah.
congratulations. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
And
okay.
Diane,
yeah.
I'm
yes.
not psychic at all, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to Paris?
Not that I know of, but
no.
I might.
Go to Paris. Go to the Notre Dame Cathedral. That's where my husband proposed to me.
Wow.
And I think it's one of the most romantic places. You would be very surprised. There are lovely, lovely men that go there as tourists. And I think you should go there.
Okay.
I don't know why I think that. I just
okay.
think you should.
All right. I do have some kind of remote friends in Paris or whatever. I could probably swing by there. Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
All
now,
right.
Diane, I see you in Paris with the love of your life. You're going to go there.
Ooh.
Within 2 years with the love of your life, and you'll take this romantic, you know, they're like showing me the whole Eiffel Tower, you know, like eating spaghetti together kind of
okay.
this whole trip, but it'll be in Paris, and you'll love,
right.
love it. And okay. he is in the cooking industry, by the way.
All right. Okay.
Isn't that funny?
And he's in the United States. Uh-huh. He's in the United States. He's in the cooking industry.
But is he,
he's
isn't
much
he
more,
foreign, though? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You know what? He's a restaurant owner.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, he's a. I'm like he's in the cooking industry, but it's different. Yeah, he's a restaurant owner, multiple restaurants, quite well-to-do, and over in Europe all the time. He's a wine aficionado, and a very, very, very lovely gentleman.
Mm. Diane, when this happens and it's going to, you need to email me so I can get
I
in touch
will.
With Michelle. Okay.
Okay.
And then you
absolutely.
Have to invite us for dinner.
Oh God, yeah, absolutely. I invite everybody for dinner, of course. That's
okay.
why I'm thinking of even having an apartment maybe in Barcelona for a week while I'm there,
oh.
so I can have people for dinner. Oh. That's what I do when I love to do that when I travel.
Oh,
yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah. He will love that about you. And listen, it won't take you long. Once you meet him, it will be very, very quick, let's say, engagement. You may or may not get married, Diane. You
okay.
may just be lifelong partners, but
okay.
you could get married. It'll be a 50-50 between the two of you,
mm-hmm.
but you'll be so committed, it won't really matter to your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Okay, absolutely.
Yeah, but he is a very sacred soul. His first name starts with a K. So, and he's quite tall, he's quite handsome, and he stays fit, and he's quite healthy, which is, I hear, top of your list.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, as people get older, do they take care of themselves?
Mm-hmm.
He really does. So,
okay.
And he feels 25, so that's fantastic.
All right.
Ooh.
Okay.
Enjoy,
Diane. Namaste.
Thank
Namaste.
You, Diane.
Thanks so much. Okay,
take
bye.
Care.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, it sounds like there's romance for Diane. Look at you and I thinking Paris.
Yeah. Well, yes. If you said Paris, I'm like, I do see her in Paris, and I'm seeing her there, but I'm seeing her there with a man.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Well, good.
Yeah,
yay, go
great.
Diane. Michelle, this has gone by, didn't I tell you, so quickly. We have time for one call, and it has to be really fast. Are you good with that?
Oh, sure. Yep.
Okay.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
So I believe that this would be Jenny calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Jenny, is that you?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, we can. Jenny, we have like 60 seconds for you. Can you tell us what you'd like Michelle to talk about?
Sure. At some point, I would love to leave my full-time job, and I'm just wondering if you see that or a timeline around that.
Yeah. Namaste, Jenny. 2 years is what I'm being told. 2 years. Two years, 2 months, and 4 days is what they just told me. It's coming. You're commanding it forth. It's coming. Now, are you looking to stay at home, or are you going to start a little side business, or both?
Well, I work at home, and I want to continue. My business that I'll be doing would be from home.
Okay, that's what I see. I see you still active, and it'll take off. All I hear is network, network, network for this business.
Okay.
Female networking, big, big,
mm-hmm.
big time, and your business will take off.
Oh, that's really interesting. And that's been kind of my direction that I've been going. So
mm-hmm.
2 years,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
2 years, 2 months, and 4 days is what they said.
Years,
you're on a plan, and you're very clear in your intention, so congratulations, Jenny. Yep.
I am. I've got my
yep, and you're
all over
and you're so
about
passionate
me.
About what you're doing. You just get it. When it came to you,
mm-hmm.
you totally get it. Is what I hear.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely,
mm-hmm.
Jenny. Can you tell us what it is that you want to do?
Yeah, I'm a life coach, and I was a teacher before that. And when I discovered coaching, I said, "This is what I was born to do." I didn't even
yeah.
know it was a thing until the last, like, probably 2 years. And I've had a 3-year plan that I put in place about a year ago, so that's kind of
mm-hmm.
interesting that
mm-hmm.
the timeline, that's really fascinating.
Yeah,
I'm
you're,
a big manifester, so.
Yeah, yeah, you're very exact. And they want to say you really integrate mind, body, spirit, so the whole athletic side to getting women moving. And women are your
are the base of your coaching. Now, you do very, very well with men, but women really resonate to you, and you have a way of working with them in this whole mind, body, spirit, and how do you do it with a family around you? Huge, huge, huge. So they say keep going, and your name, you're very much word of mouth. However, if you network in these women's business like foundations and networks, everybody will start hearing about you. But don't
forget, Jenny,
about the mind,
so
body,
sorry.
Spirit.
We have to let you go. We've only got a minute to go. Michelle, my friend, we just love having you on. You have to come back when we move over. Thank you so much. You are so generous. And I'm sorry that we couldn't get everyone on. But thank you so much, Michelle, for being my guest.
Oh, it's my honor. Thank you so much, Kate, and thanks for all you bring out to the world. And best of luck on this transition over with the new radio show, and I would be honored to be on. So thank you again, and thanks to all the listeners and everyone who called in. Namaste.
Absolutely. Thank you again, and join us next week. Special guests will be Beth Hamilton and Connie Rossiter, who together form the duet Beckon, and we hear Beautiful Life, our theme song, every week. I want to thank you all for tuning in with my wonderful guests, Michelle Hoshins and myself, Kate Hennessy. I want to wish you an amazing day. We'll see you next week. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love doing the show, and I love all of you, and I'll miss you when I go.